Well, candidly, the people of Northwest Ohio have elected me to the House, then to the Senate, then to the House, and just on Tuesday, they elected me to the State Senate again to serve in the next General Assembly.
Now, some people would say maybe it doesn't violate the term limit law, but it violates the spirit, some people say.
Well, first of all, if the people of Northwest Ohio thought so, they would not have elected me, okay? I mean, they made the decision. I didn't make the decision on November 6th. The people in Northwest, about 101,000 people voted for me. So that's number one. Number two, some people don't realize that the leader of the term limits movement in 1992 intended for Ohio legislators to go back and forth from the House and the Senate, actually preferred that legislators go back and forth to keep their experience, but didn't want any one legislator to serve 20 years as Speaker or 10 or 15 years as the finance chairman to accumulate too much individual power. And so I'm doing precisely what the original leaders of the term limits movement intended. And again, at the end of the day, the people make the decision, not the politicians.
Some critics of Ohio's term limits law say that it's resulted in there being a lack of institutional memory. But you being able to go back and forth, at least you are an exception to that.
Well, I clearly have institutional memory. Now, whether that results in the best public policy, that's for others to decide. I think a legislator can be a very strong, effective legislator with 2 years' experience, and I think some with 20 or 30 years' experience might not be. I think it really depends on the individual, but clearly it's helpful to have people who have been through difficult times before, tough state budgets, have worked a variety of issues, and there are a number of us in the House and Senate who at least bring that history to the table.
So despite Ohio's term limits constitutional amendment, you have already served how many years in the legislature?
I've served 27 years.
And you're about to serve another four more.
Well, the voters elected me to a four-year term on Tuesday, and so it doesn't make me the most experienced, but there are a number of others who have served 30, 32 years or so in the General Assembly. But I'm just here to do a job and ready to get back to work.